Okay, I will use the Quranic word Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, and Israel. So it is said that Jibrail is the one who brings revelation to the prophets. Mikael is the one who brings sustenance to everybody, yeah, rosy to everybody. And Israfil is the one who will blow the trumpet on the day of judgment. And Israel is the one who captures your soul, yeah. And people think that he is the one who will just come when you are about to die and he will pull your soul. Since we all have the spark of Almighty in us, and when the spark, then when the divine spark is there, Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah has hinted that that divine spark should become a universal flame. It should merge into a universal flame, or it should itself become the universal flame. When the divine spark is in within us, so all the other heavenly things are also in us. Allah says he has a pen, he has a tablet, he has a throne, he has angels. So actually all these things are there in that divine spark. Because if we have divine spark, all other things are there. So actually these four angels are our four internal powers, our four spiritual powers. So Jibril is the angel of imagination. It means that Jibril is the one who inspires you for knowledge. And it is imagination, the angel of imagination. Imagination is known as khayal in Arabic. So the first step which is there for spiritual enlightenment in our tariqah is known as Baytul Khayal, the house of khayal. And Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah Salwatullah Alayhi has said that your body cannot reach there, but your khayal could reach there. Yeah, Baytul Khayal Faramin, he has said that. So we have five senses, five physical senses, like seeing, smelling, touching, tasting, etc. So Pir Nasir Khusro says you have five spiritual senses. And the first very sense amongst those five senses is imagination, power of imagination. Because your power of imagination can fly very fast. Sitting here, you want to think about somebody whom you have met in Africa, Pakistan, Hunza. You can think about it now and that person would come in front of you. You want to think about Mola, he will just be in front of you. So I remember Allama Sahib used to ask us that close your eyes, imagine that Maulana Hazri Imam is coming, Darbar is there, and now there is a whistle to announce that he has arrived, and now Mola is coming out of his car. Just imagine. Imagine that pindol, and then you see Mola coming in. And now Mola has come and sat on his throne and he's saying Khana Wadan. He looked at you, he smiled, you know. So our power of imagination, if it is refined, it becomes almost like a real power. And the beginning miracles of Baytul Khayal start in that imagination, you know, that your imagination becomes very strong. And you could see this world, exact copy of this world in your imagination, but that copy is very purified, very bright, you know. And those problems which you see in this world are not there in that copy. It is a refined copy which you see in paradise of your imagination. So Jibril is the angel of imagination. And when you keep doing this kind of exercises or you sit in Baytul Khayal, then your Jibril is working. Yeah. If you are enjoying, your Jibril is working. Mikael is the power which brings rosy. So since we Ismailis believe that we are body, soul and intellect, so rosy is just not about body. You also need spiritual rosy. You also need intellectual rosy. So spiritual rosy is tasbih, ibadat, giriya huzari, ginan. And spiritual rosy is knowledge. You know, when we listen to something which appeals us, which has some deeper meaning in that, then your intellect is being nourished. So God is not praised that he created mankind and he gave them physical rosy. The actual praise of Allah is that he gave you intellectual rosy, spiritual rosy. And there is a verse in the Quran which is in chapter 5, verse 114, where Prophet Jesus, you know, Hazrat Isa and his friends pray that, O Allah, send us a tablecloth from the sky so that we eat from that. And people believe that Isa used to get a physical tablecloth which had kebab and fish and chicken kadai, everything. And he and his friends ate every day from that tablecloth. But the Tawil says that that was not the case. It was the spiritual and intellectual rosy which used to come from sky. Sky means the higher realm of spiritualism. So Imam is a higher sky for us, and from there that rosy would come. And while explaining that, I also narrated one of the incidents of one of the wars at Prophet's time. That once a friend of Prophet comes and he says, "Oh Prophet, I'm starving," because it was war time and there was no food. The food was scarce. So he came and he said, "Oh Prophet, I am starving and I cannot fight anymore." And he lifts his shirt and he has tied a stone with his stomach. I think this is one of the ways people used to satisfy themselves, that if they are too hungry, they used to tie a stone. This I have heard from Sahib also. You know, in Hunza, they also do that. They used to. So Prophet just smiled and he lifted his shirt and he had two stones, you know. So, I mean, Prophet was much more hungry than that person. So the point is that one Prophet works hard, he struggles and he finds his rosy, and another Prophet gets every day from the sky doing nothing. He and his friend get the rosy from sky. That is strange. So this was not the physical rosy, this is the spiritual rosy. So Mikael is the power which helps you think the deeper meaning of whatever you read or you listen to. If you read a Farman and you try to understand what it could imply, then you are inviting your Mikael to help you. And if you are doing Ibadat and you're inviting your Mikael, then he will help you more. So understanding the meaning of Farman, the deeper meaning of Ginan, is because of Mikael, because he brings the rosy of soul and intellect. And then we have Hazrat Israfil. Now, it will be strange if we say that Jibreel is one of the greatest angels, but he just brought revelation on prophets, and after Prophet Muhammad, he's just sitting and relaxing for last 1400 years. That will be very strange, yeah? Similarly, for Hazrat Israfil, if we think that he's the one who will just get up on the day of resurrection, so he's sitting, relaxing on a chair in one of the corner of sky, just waiting for that Qiyamah to come, and he will get up, blow the trumpet, again sit down, and again for, unlimited years, he'll be sitting again. So no, Israfil is angel of music. The Ginan Khan, who recite Ginan in our circle, Allama Sahib has given them a title, Lashkare Israfili, the army of Israfil. Because Israfil will blow a trumpet, and the apparent meaning or the apparent explanation is that it will be horrible to your ears and you will not be able to bear it. But Allama Sahib says that no, it is the most sweetest music in the world you can hear. It is the essence of all the instruments of music which you have in this world. It's a very melodious tune which you hear and which continues for a long time. This is Israfil, which has started Qiyamat within you. But how do we strengthen our Israfil? Through listening to Ginan, through listening to rhythmic tasbees, and reciting Ginans by ourselves, you know. That will strengthen your Israfil within here, and then it will work for you. And Hazrat Israel, it's very strange the way Sahib has explained it. Very astonishing. Sahib said, Israel is the one, he captures your soul. So Sahib says, when you are tired, he captures your soul of tiredness, you know. When you are sleeping, he wants you to relax, so he captures your soul. There is a verse in the Quran which says that when you sleep, Allah captures your soul, and when you wake up, he sends them back, you know. So, unless for the one whose time has finished in this world. So, this is a very strange verse, that when you sleep, your soul is captured by Allah and it is sent back to you, unless for the one whose time is finished in this world, that person doesn't wake up. Otherwise, the soul is sent back. So, there is one verse in the Quran which says, we have appointed Israel upon you. Malakul maut ko tumhare upar mokkal banaya hai. So the angel Israel is appointed for every one of us. So if he is appointed, it means he is with us all the time. Whether we like him or we don't like him, we are perhaps scared of him. So Allama Sahib has written that he is there and he pulls your soul while it is tired. He pulls your soul when you are worried, and he gives you satisfaction, he gives you relaxation. So if we are sick physically or if we are sick mentally, if we recite the Tasbih Allahu Akbar, the soul of tiredness, the soul of the worrisome soul comes out, you know, and then the fresh souls come, because soul is on particles, you know. So the particles just go and particles come. So then he narrates a very good story. You all must have heard it, that when Prophet God, some of the maids in bounty after war, so Hazrat Bibi Fatima sent Maula Murtaza Ali that asked the Prophet to give me a maid because I'm doing a lot of work and I'm getting too much tired. So Maula Murtaza Ali when mentioned it to the Prophet said that, oh my beloved daughter, shall I not give you something which is better than a maid? So she says, yes, please give me what is better than a maid. And he says, recite Allahu Akbar. So Allama Sahib writes that it was to inspire her to say the tasbih so that the tired soul is captured by Israel. So Israel is someone who keeps working in your, all the four angels, are they keep working in our internal world. So in chapter 2, verse 97, Allah says, if anybody of you is an enemy of Jibreel, he or she may be, but Jibreel has brought revelation to Prophet's heart. So, I mean, Sahib has explained so well. He says, who could be an enemy of the Jibreel? The person who accepts that Jibreel is one of the great angel of Allah, why should he be an enemy of Jibreel? He has brought Iman on Jibreel. He accepts that Jibreel is an angel. He will not be an enemy of Jibreel. The one who does not accept that Jibreel is any angel, the one who does not believe in Allah, does not believe in Jibreel, why would he be an enemy? If you don't believe in somebody, you cannot be an enemy. To become an enemy, there has to be somebody that you are enemy of. But if you don't believe in Allah, you don't believe in Jibreel, how could you be an enemy of Jibreel? And if you believe in Jibreel, how could you be an enemy of Jibreel? So then Sahib says that he has given you the powers. If you don't nourish that power, then you are enemy of your Jibreel, you know. You are enemy of your Mikael. You are enemy of your Israel. So you recognize these four powers, which are your internal powers, and you give them a space to work. You give them an opportunity to work. You create that kind of an environment that these angels work in you. So with these angels becoming active in you, you will be inspired to read books, read Farman, read Ginan. If Mikael is there, if you inspire your Mikael, or if you awaken your Mikael, it will help you think deeper about those things. He will bring you rosy and he will inspire you to do tasbih and think intellectually. Your Israfil will help you bring Qiyamat closer to you, because it is finally due to Israfil, he creates a lot of ishq. He creates a lot of love for Mawla, ardent love for Mawla, because he is Farishta of love, angel of love. So reciting Ginan, reciting Tasbihat helps a lot, you know. Sometimes you are not attracted to a lecture or a wise, you know, whatever you listen to, but if there is a good Ginan, your soul is attracted. It's easy for Israfil to capture you rather than anything else. So this angel of love, when it is awakened within you, then you feel a lot of love, Giriya Hozari, and that angel works for you. And he, resurrection is a revolution inside. So Israfil brings a revolution inside. There is a very beautiful verse of Allama Sahib in Persian which says, Ishq dida sad qiyamat az qiyamat peshtar, as tu hardam sad qiyamat nur maulana kareem. That love has seen hundreds of resurrections before the actual resurrection, O Maulana Kareem, because of your love, every time there is a resurrection, you know. Resurrection is change. It is an internal revolution. And a mu'min who continues on his spiritual path every day sees himself a new one. You know, every time he finds that he found something new. He did a better Giriya Uzari today. He did a better Tasbih today. So that's how this is an... I mean, there are many other levels of explanation of these four angels. Okay, they are great angels, but they have a representative in ourselves, you know. And if we awaken that representative, it gets connected to that big angel, you know, greater angel. And they work in you and they help you bring to spiritual resurrection, which Arif like Allama Sahib go through. So Allama Sahib says that It is not a work of one angel. All four angels work together, and that's how somebody goes through mutu qabla antamutu, die before your deaths, and then he gets a new life or he gets annihilated. So this was one of the themes, you know, I thought that I must mention in English. Thank you.